Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, greetings, Internet. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Feast and famine, the tortoise and the hare, sustainability and burnout. When it comes to running our creative businesses, the rise and fall of our energy, bank accounts, and dreams is a challenge to control. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share some thoughts about searching for sustainability, the importance for setting goals that you consistently seek to achieve, and why escaping the tyranny of today is critical to long-term success. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/192. Every time I drive in rush hour traffic, I usually get in the middle lane and then watch how everyone weaves in and out of traffic, stop and go, zip zap. It always reminds me of that opening scene in the movie Office Space where he gets in the right lane and then the middle lane starts moving, gets in the middle lane and the right lane starts moving. That's kind of how I feel about searching for sustainability. Sometimes I pick the wrong lane and I get nowhere. Other days, you know, I'm riding the waves of success. I love the old Aesop fable of the tortoise and the hare because sometimes I feel like that if I were just the hare and could run as fast as possible, I'd get to my goals sooner. But, you know, the turtle moved faster in the long run and got to the finish line way before the hare did because the hare got tired, took a break, whatever it was, and took it easy. When it comes to sustainability and burnout, I think a lot about the past few years, how I would have this huge push of energy that would get me so tired that I would need a cycle of recovery. I would just lose momentum. And I never really thought much of that cycle of burnout and recovery until I read something in a book called Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morten Henson. In the chapter 20 Mile March, Collins and Hansen share the story of a man named Jim Brown who walked from San Diego to Maine. And he basically set a goal of walking 20 miles a day. And what's interesting is regardless of the weather, whether it was hot or cold, snowy, or just so hot that it was hard to move, Jim Brown kept walking 20 miles a day. If it was a good day, he did 20 miles. If it was a bad day, he didn't stay in shelter and do nothing. He did 20 miles. I don't know if I have that discipline because if it were nice, I'd probably go as much as I could, and then I'd probably be more tired the next day and do less. Wow, there's my cycle of recovery and burnout in story form. And what Collins and Hansen eventually get to is this idea of building systems of performance. Companies that are great by choice have systems of performance that enable sustainability over a period of time. And what that means is that you need two skills. One is you need unwavering commitment to high performance in difficult conditions. The other is that you need to know when to hold back in good conditions. So know when to keep going when it's hard, know when to hold back when it's good. And the search for sustainability is really about discipline. A word that a lot of people, including myself, don't like to either think about or think that we don't have a discipline problem. Hansen and Collins say, we are ultimately responsible for improving performance. We never blame circumstance. We never blame the environment. Whew. So following this system of performance for sustainability over time, it's going to build confidence in those tough times. It's going to limit catastrophic outcomes in times of what they say is turbulent disruption. And self-control when you are in an out-of-control environment. So I'm not just going to spew what I read in a book, although I do that at times. It's fun. But I want to share what this means to me and what I think it means for all creative professionals who run their own business. And first, you know, we need to set goals and go after them consistently every day, regardless of how you feel. Are you too tired today? You know what? You need to get to work. But those goals are not only those long-term goals, but it's that minimum threshold of what you need to do every day. You're not going to be walking from San Diego to Maine and have to do 20 miles a day, but you're going to have an equivalent. Maybe it's 10 sales calls. Maybe it's 2 logo projects. Maybe it's 50 emails. I don't know what you need to do every day to know that you are progressing towards your goals. I don't know what I need to do every day in terms of meeting my goals long term. I know what I need to do every day in order to get through the day. And that's kind of all I can do right now. But as I think towards the future, I'm really thinking about what is that daily threshold that I need to meet? What is my 20-mile march? Second, know when to go and when to stop, slow down, or rest. And the only way to really know how to assess that is to ask yourself the question, did I meet the threshold of my daily pursuits? Did I hit the 20-mile march? Did I hit whatever it is that I needed to do today? If you did, then great, be done for the day. If not, keep going to hit that mark. Because when you build that discipline to keep going and knowing when to stop once you've reached that goal, what discipline, what self-control, what an ability to be able to build balance into your business and into your life so that you are not at the mercy of feast or famine, at the mercy of living the Aesop fable of tortoise and the hare, of sustainability and burnout. Third and finally, think long-term. Don't forget where you're headed. And that means that not only are you setting daily goals, but you're constantly looking at where you're headed. You want to make sure that you're still going to Maine and not changing your goal. I'm going to walk to England tomorrow. You know, being able to set that goal and then hit that goal is how you can not only have those daily pursuits, those 20-mile marks, but being able to say, all right, I'm now at Maine, where am I going to go next, and what do I need to do each day to get there? So some things to look at. One is just saving money. Saving money so that you can think long-term, so that you can escape the tyranny of today. David Allen writes in Getting Things Done, The Tyranny of the Urgent. And I think Stephen Covey wrote that in a book as well, this idea of when we are trapped in this idea of having to respond to things today, the tyranny of the urgent, the things that demand our attention, that we can't focus on the long-term goals. And I think that if we don't save money and we're constantly running from project to project, that doesn't create long-term sustainability because we are at the mercy of today, making sure that we're taking care of all of the things today for clients today. And it creates this tyranny of the urgency, the tyranny of today. So saving money, but also making sure that you have cash flow, making sure that cash is coming in. I mean, this is all part of long-term planning. You can't plan long-term if you don't know what's coming in and what's going out. That means that you need a sales pipeline. That means that, you know, you can't say yes to all the work today. You need to make sure that you're planning work for tomorrow and the next day and the next month. Finally, you just need to have business systems that you can automate. Maybe that's an ordering system. Maybe it's an invoicing system. Maybe it's making sure that your bills are on auto pay. All of these things help you to think long term so that you can focus on hitting your daily goals and being amazed at the sustainability that comes when you have discipline. I am certainly convicted when it comes to this concept of discipline. I don't think I'm the most disciplined person. I get a lot done, but I really torture myself to get it done. This is a very tough week for me. I've got a lot going on in terms of how I've scheduled things, and I'm not really proud of how I'm feeling. I'm going to do the best that I can, and I'm going to have a good time when it's all said and done, but I feel that I'm trying to do 40 miles a day instead of 20. And I need to keep an eye on that. I can't do this pace next week. And so part of this is just understanding that sustainability, yeah, I might have to push a little bit, but I don't want to push so hard that I enter the cycle of burnout and recovery and lose the momentum. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I highly recommend reading Great by Choice. It's one of those books full of stories and statistical information about companies that have succeeded in times of uncertainty. And I just think that it will be a great read for creative professionals who want to build a business of sustainability. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email on chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @CMStudios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.